It is with an open heart that I join with you this time. I feel your love as I hope each one of you feels our love towards you. This time, my dear friends, I wish to speak with you about matters perhaps you are not aware of. But as we continue, I will leave open to you time for any questions about the subject I am about to discuss. As you well know, my dear friends, the divine law always runs smoothly. There can be no discussion upon this point, because that is truth. But what I wish to say to you is this. Within our world, there has to be some kind of order. Some kind of encouragement and upliftment to those who need help. Therefore, I know you are aware that within our world there are many who you call masters. I would prefer for this evening to use the word teachers. We have spoken much about my world and so many aspects within it, but without the teachers within our world, it would not be quite so simple for those souls who are looking to grow and to go forward. Many teachers in our world are able to descend into many realms or planes, as you call them, in order to help others. These souls do this work because the desire to help is great. They are, of course, would be much more comfortable within their own realm of existence. What you may not know is that there are teachers of many kinds who come to teach in all areas of living. have heard of the great halls of music, of the great halls of teaching. Our hospitals, you know all these things.
Yes.
But what I wish to discuss with you is the work of some of the teachers which inhabit these places. What is a teacher? I might hear you say. They are enlightened beings, beings of heightened awareness and knowledge, who come to give great love to all those in need. But the teacher I wish to tell you about this time are those beings who help the soul who has grown in awareness but who needs guidance before they can join what you term a higher plane or realm within our world. These beings, these teachers, have specific tasks. I do not think you are aware of them, my dear friends, are you?
No.
Because little is known of their work. You know and have been taught that thought is the ruler in our world, that thought creates reality. Yes, of course, but what you are mostly unaware of is the guidance behind that instantaneous thought which moves the soul forward. There is wise counsel for these souls. These are the listening ears of the soul who reaches out for knowledge and awareness and desires to go forward. These teachers come from great plains, as you call them. They descend to help others, but their time is limited because of the density of the surroundings. Of all the masters who oversee so many things in our world, the teachers of awareness, they are indeed teachers of great magnitude, great love, great spiritual awareness. Before I continue, shall we have some discussion about what I have said thus far?
Yes, could I ask you a question? Would they have gone through the stages which we all have to go through and then reached this?
No. These particular teachers, as we are calling them, have no need of these earthly experiences. but they are aware and have great knowledge of all that drives the soul. They have a knowledge deep within, which can expose the soul, which knows the very energy, basic energy, that that soul has. So these teachers are not of your world. They come from much further. That is why I have selected them for you this time, because a little is known of them. The reason I give you this information this time is that as your own awareness, your own divinity grows, and we know you have spoken in physical terms about how the soul should grow and how you must listen to that inner voice. These teachers sometimes are your inner voice, not only your own soul.
It's comforting to know that they're there to help us.
They do not come often to this plane of existence, because, as you know, this is a plane of much density,
yes,
of heaviness. But you have heard, I am sure, of cases where people feel that it is not only their inner voice that they hear, but something outside of themselves.
Yes, I'm sure we all have.
Think upon these teachers, because they have much awareness that is little known many souls. Excuse me, the instruments though. There is some slight irritation within the instrument's throat. Let me continue, please. Do we have more questions before I continue?
I would just like to observe that it brings home to us even more just how small we are in relation to the cosmos, and how indebted we can feel to towards other beings within it.
Yes, that is why I am speaking with you this time, because I feel that your understanding now has become much more heightened by the knowledge you have gained. That this new knowledge, not known to many, can be accepted by you, can be taken, and can be thought-provoking for you. That is why I bring it to you. And yes, within the divine, the divinity, the cosmos, all of you are but a dot. But that should not prevent you from trying to understand the greater scheme of life. After all, my dear friends, I would say to you that since we came together, your own spiritual awareness has reached such heights as you would not have imagined. I believe this to be true. I, of course, can see you as you truly are, but because you are clothed in this human form, your view of yourselves is rather blinkered.
More questions?
I was going to ask you if these energies come to uphold the divine law, and at the same time they are their part of the divine law.
Of course. All law is the divine law. It always has been. But as energy is always moving, so is understanding. That is what changes, is the understanding. But the great teachers of awareness are the teachers of divine energy. Their time, which they give to all souls in their own personal development, is limited because they come from much higher planes of existence. Their sacrifices are great. Their motives unselfish. Their love abounding. And as I have taught you, although there is no one soul more important than any other, as far as the divine knowledge goes, you have to look towards these teachers of awareness as beings of great love, who offer of themselves much, who sacrifice much in their own personal development, only in the sense that they could go much further forward, but because of the great love, they desire to help those less fortunate. And although within divine law, their own souls are developing, it is still, in a sense, and for your own understanding, a sacrifice which they make. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I do not wish you to look upon the word sacrifice in the human sense. That is not what I am trying to tell you. But at this moment in time, I find no more suitable word to use. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course they are growing because they give up themselves. But the great love towards all souls is tantamount to no greater love that you could find upon this earth. So, for this time, that is what I wish you to think about.
Thank you.
Not the great master or teachers, of our hospitals, or our music halls, or our schools, and each one is indeed a teacher, and their work most important. But I wish you to think upon our teachers of awareness and development and growth. Do you have more questions, please?
Any questions? I was just thinking it must be wonderful to be in the presence of one of these teachers. The feelings would be there.
The soul in the presence of these teachers are quite comfortable. They cannot see other and the beauty of their guidance and their teaching. And the soul instinctively knows that what help is being given is indeed correct for them.
So there wouldn't be really any point in trying to distinguish between the voice of one of these and your own inner voice?
All is of one when it comes to you with love, yes. But for your own self-awareness, we have to make some distinctions at this time. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you sure? Are you sure, my dear friends? Do you understand what I am trying to tell you? If you have doubts or questions, now is the time for us to discuss them, because I will not return to this matter again.
I understand what the teachers are about, do you? The take the soul forward. Yes. The teaching souls, they have their own continuing evolution.
Yes.
And that is, it is part of that that they are sacrificing in devoting their time to teaching.
Yes. But, of course, be careful with the word sacrifice, because they are evolving, of course. Otherwise, what would be the purpose? But for this moment in time, I use the word sacrifice cautiously.
Mm-hmm.
It is a physical word, remember, and to the teaching soul, it would mean nothing at all. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Good. Any more questions, please?
And teaching souls would have had their past lives, albeit not on this planet and not necessarily on planets.
Yes. We are speaking here of the teaching souls whose the evolution, as you call it, their awareness, their growth, is such that all knowledge is known to them. May I put it to you in that way?
Yes. Would any part of...
No.
Any part, no.
No. I understand your question. No. Some of the other teachers have followed the course of physical living and continuing that way. In the halls of music, in the halls of teaching, in the hospitals, then this case is correct. But for the teachers of awareness, of growth, of knowing the soul, then they are all-knowing. That is why I have taken them apart from the others. They are the teachers of knowledge, least known of.
When the soul is ready, then they can come along and help them forward.
There comes a point when the soul needs to go forward that sometimes they are confused. They wish to remain in a comfortable level of existence when in fact spiritually they have grown. That is the time when the soul of teaching comes close.
Yeah.
Try not to imagine teachers as you see them. This is always the problem also, that they are made known to the soul, but in an entirely different concept than you may imagine. But I do not wish to enter into that now. That would be too confusing for you. But the teaching soul would come close to the soul who is trying to grow and to move forward. And in an instant, the soul would know what the teaching would be. Remember, the concept of time is different. The understanding is greater. The soul is more aware. Spiritual contact, as it should be.
Yes.
If we have questions, please.
Questions. I'm just trying to work it out in my mind.
I think you need some time to digest what I have said.
I suppose I have a script of it and we can study it.
That is my intention for you.
Yes.
That it is a little more knowledge for you.
It's a bit complicated.
To ponder.
Yes. Upon. I have to think about it very seriously.
It's comforting too.
Yes.
It's comforting that Salimah has come and told us so much. It's comforting to know that we're helped even more.
The soul is never left alone.
Yes.
I sometimes feel that human beings think that the only people who surround them with love and knowledge are those loved ones who have gone before them, or those people they have known throughout their lifetimes and are known to them as guides or helpers. This is a very wrong impression to have, because do you not see how limiting that can be? When there is so much that can be tapped into. The whole of the cosmos is within you. So much help, so much upliftment, and so much love to surround you all. Try to view my words at this time on the greater scale of life. Let your soul do the thinking. Let your soul feel. Let your soul grow. And then the awareness and understanding will be greater. I feel that for this time, the words which I have given to you are enough for you to contemplate this time. Therefore, I will withdraw and allow you some quiet thinking time. I would say to you, my dear friends, that as you sit quietly, allow those who stand close by you this time to come even closer. And I leave it with the dear lady that whatever you feel, you may discuss. And I say quietly, please, until this instrument is fully back with you. But quietly discuss between yourselves what you are feeling. I leave you always with my love and my blessings until next time.